Have you come here to gloat, hero? Well, I guess you've earned it. My army defeated, my capture in place. You have brought royalty to heel. My powers are bound. That a human mage managed to take my powers from me is an insult almost above all these others. So here, on my last night in this world, you intrude upon my solitude. Once I could swim in hellfire and freeze time itself, and now, in the morning, I will burn, I suspect in no time at all. Ah, you have come to taunt me, or to trick me, or to hold out false hope, then. You say you will get me out of here. I doubt you. The king did come by earlier, and have his guard dole out this beating. Oh, do not feign concern. My body is hardy as ever, for magic departed yet leaves its mark. I knew his father of old, when he used to bend the knee before me. Once he knelt before my mother, or so the demon courtiers say. How I have fallen. Leaving this world will be a relief, and you need not offer me false hope. Ah, enslavement. I had almost forgotten. I am your captive, and you do carry a letter of errantry. Yes, I see. So you can commute my death sentence, by way of right, into a sentence of servitude. Domestic and sexual both, I suppose. That is an old law. The king certainly did not think you would do this, or he would have done away with you. So how did you? Ah, your cleric found it in the ancient records. Clever woman. I am surprised. Thank you. The least I can do is guard your house and hearth, warm your bed. I accept. Though I know it isn't a choice, but an obligation. I would accept, even if it were presented as an option. Indeed, I would accept even if the alternative were not death. So aren't you lucky? All bravado gone, I say again, thank you. And, well, I guess I am yours now. So, this is your home? My home now, I suppose. Not bad, but interesting choice. No poisoned river. That pit in the yard is hardly bottomless, and you let it fill with water. It must rain hard here. Not a pit, but a swimming pool? You mean a lava pool? Then filling it with water is even more inexcusable. So, yes, what are you doing over there? Making hot chocolate? Hot chocolate. Chocolate. How do I know you didn't put anything funny in it? Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be taking a sip of it in that case. I suppose my body is more hardy than yours, even with my magic power reduced to a trickle. Oh, That's actually delicious. Thank you. I was just thinking, everything is much colder here than my domain. How did you all wear so much armor breaking into the palace? You're going to make dinner for us now? You're giving a slave the same food you're having? No, I rather thought you'd be like that. Not thought. Hoped. I didn't expect this, but it was within the realm of possibility. So you lived here alone before you stormed my palace without so much as a by your leave? It shows. Clearly you learned to cook for yourself. No critique here. I do not know how. Though I am memorizing your movements and will soon be able to do everything you are. I take that back. I believe I would become distracted, because it looks and smells delicious. In apology for my earlier distrust, permit me to take a bite first. And the steak is perfect. You didn't ruin the meat with too many spices. The char is good. This cannot be your usual meal. Celebration of victory? No, you got this for me. You know I typically only eat flesh. You will have to explain that device with the flame. I would prefer to alter my diet to be closer to yours. I did expect gruel, which, given I need more calories than any human, was, I suppose, a road to death. So thank you. Ah, yes. I would like to see the room. Thank you. This does not look like it is your room, hero. Or not one adequate for you. The bed is small. Would you like me to sleep by the door to guard against intruders? Oh. You're giving me my own room and bed? I assumed that when you took me as a slave it would involve a shared bed. That is the tradition, and I am not one to withdraw from my agreements. So, if that's not the case, then I'm a tad confused. Why save me, hero? You didn't make any friends by doing that. You had some already, the ones who fought alongside you, but the king is your enemy now. I know your priestess friend has warded this place against soldiers of the king. I am a prisoner, but a living one, and grateful for it. No matter. I would consent to sharing your bed. I will accept this one only because I kick and talk. I am not at all unhappy with each new development, but why help me? Ah, you sense there is still good in me? Yes, well, I'd never really thought otherwise. You'd let me contact my family and let them know that I'm okay? Quite nice of you. Unnecessary. My parents died when I was a young girl, and I never got to know them. My other relations are not on good terms with me since I rose to the throne by trampling over them, often literally. So, that is that. Do you wish to retire for the evening? I can... Oh, what are you doing? giving me a hug? Why? Yes, it feels nice. Quite reassuring. I guess it once more falls under unexpected. I am not displeased. It is important for me to make that point. I am grateful. I see things differently. Your former enemy, your slave, your prisoner. If our situation was reversed, this would not be your fate. But am I not greatest in all things? Adaptability is no exception. Actions thus far require a modification to my plan. You couldn't just make this easy. Here, hero, I have something that I shall admit. The ancient laws allow me freedom if I take your life, under the theory that a weak master deserves no slaves. To this end, I located the gas supply while you were cooking, and considered orchestrating your death in a cooking accident, should you have shown me how to cook or ordered me to make your meal. I have also stolen two knives and sharpened a fork with one of my fangs when you were distracted. Additionally, I calculated an angle on the stairs which would allow one good shove to snap your neck. I am now unarmed. I was going to murder you, pre- or post-coitally, if none of the other strategies worked. But you've been so kind to me, and I like you. I enjoy your company, and for all my behavior, demons are a pro-social lot. We like people. We like being around people. It's probably part of why this war started. So why plan as I did? Remnants of self-loathing, perhaps. I thought to escape, even though the wards on this place will end with your death, you know? Pity is hard to bear. Oh, I know you will say that it is not pity, but you must have some. And so, listen to this pitiful request from she who would be your murderer, all right? Please don't send me back. I will serve happily within these walls. I abandon my pride as a ruler, as of this moment. And you don't seem mad. Why are you not mad at me? I could have killed you. I am legitimately dangerous. A part of me, a red and feral part, was overjoyed at the idea you thought stripping me of my magic power would leave me powerless entirely. Because I could orchestrate a final revenge. And there is a timeline, a not too different timeline, where you are dead as of this moment, and the next few hundred people to try and retrieve the body would have joined you. Friends, rulers scattered on a pyre, has your fresh, shed blood restored enough of my strength to shred vitality and burn a mark of blood into the fabric of this world? And keeping something, someone, like me in this world, will always mean the chance of that timeline manifesting as somewhere above zero. Oh, don't look at me that way. Like it's nothing. Like the possibility hasn't occurred to you. That makes it harder when you say... You say... You take that chance. Taking a chance for... Love? Love, huh? So, that's a confession, hero? All right. I accept. Leave the door open. Just a tiny gap. Yes, I can see in the dark, but... Well, good night, hero. Good evening, hero. So, it has been a short time since I accepted. I appreciate you giving me time and solitude. So, a selfish request, rather than a pitiful one. Can I sleep with you? I mean, in your bed. These past few nights have been cold, lonely. A lifetime of exacting control over my dreams has, in the absence of magic power, given way to nightmares. Truly, I may? Then thank you. Let's go. I believe I have been cold since my arrival here. Your body is so warm. A definite improvement. And I love it. Please, put your arms around me. I think it would make me feel safer and aid in my sleep. My hero. Good night. Good morning, sleepyhead. You have a certain appeal when you rest. Really, a lot of appeal. I'm impressive in my own way, but... Well... Oh, I've been awake for about half an hour. I didn't want to wake you. It would have spoiled the aforementioned enjoyment, watching you sleep. I am quite comfortable in your arms, if that's what you're concerned about. It's not like I have a job or a kingdom to get in the way. Pleasant though it was, laying in your arms has presented a certain difficulty. Hero, I am aching. One spot in particular. Do you think you could massage me a bit to help it calm down? Thank you. I will guide you. Well, where do you think I mean? No, not my chest. Though you may touch freely. Feel how soft they are. Can I touch yours? I'm quite proud of... these... I like yours more. No. Lower. That tickles a bit, but no. Lower. Do you work out, or is the beautiful body something that comes with your destiny? Yes. Right there. I've tried coming on to you a few times. Obviously, I've been too passive. Your hand has journeyed across my body. Touch me freely, and in exchange, allow me to rub up against you. Do you like my behind? I can tell that you also have a place that is aching. You are soaked when you rubbed against me. Oh, I do not mind. While you slept, your hands roamed my body. Your hunger for me has emboldened me. The ache is long gone, as is all pretext. I should have expected you would be good with your hands. What was that ability again? Mastery of all weapons? Even your fingers, then? Or does this qualify as hand-to-hand? What of your tongue? Here, let us also get that piece of cloth out of the way. Touch me directly and freely. I have felt how my nude body nearby had you in a daze. All night we were both equally soaked. I resisted the urge to touch myself. Oh, now that I've invited you, you're escalating so quickly. I am unsurprised. But I have been every bit as aroused, so we are equals in that. It has never been my way to conceal my body. I've worn clothes in this house, only in case you had visitors. I thought I had thrown my womanhood away, in solitude, always comforting myself. So, the way you frustrate my expectations is electric. I've rediscovered a hunger for your touch, and yes, your body contributes. Every perfect line, every bit of bounce and curve. I wish to give myself to you, and this is a defeat I won't be so sad about. Kiss me. Your fingers. Inside. Please. I am soaked. Oh, the offer of using your tongue on me is appealing, and I will relent. I will accept. But just for now, I would sooner have you kiss me. It will get me just as wet. And fearless as always. So plunge fearlessly. My body is robust, and my mind is already yours. My will, my libido. What could I possibly say but the truth? Here, now, deeper, there is a place. Push your fingers in. Yes, yes. All night, my fingers almost lured to that place, magnetically. Any time I could have begged you to take me, the urge is more to beg to use my tongue on you, you know. Your body is so warm. But I wanted you in the sober light of day, all right? As much edging, each of us as wet as possible, but no pretext of drowsy engagement with each other's bodies. Here, let us switch places and see to the other with our tongues, then. You are so wet. Oh, your tongue. Your tongue at last. I cannot help but grind on it, so I'm sorry. But do not stop. Keep going. Exhaust me. I'm going to come, but my stamina is considerable, so do not think you need to stop or slow. Oh, that's it. Yes, you are good at this. Your fingers, your tongue, this dance of pleasure. How? I didn't tell you the kinds of pressure I like. I didn't tell you anything much, and is yours just the same? Do you like what I like? Let me lick. This is better than I could do. Not just because it's your hand. Your tongue. Your body. But you. How? How do you know just how to... Oh! It's coming. Oh. I'm so wet. So ready. I can take it. More. Please don't stop. Please. Yes. The relief. The ache. Oh. Here. Like waves. Waves taking. Body. Taking me. Oh. Oh. Perfect. You. You. It's your fingers. Your tongue. Oh, yeah, that's it. No need to stop. I'm fine. Better then. My head has cleared the tiniest bit. My hero. You may fill, thrust your fingers in and out, and kiss me. There. And let me... Oh, the muscles in your thighs. Your juices make you shine. It is unfair for only me to be embarrassed. I am going to spread you, and I will hold nothing back. And, as we lick each other, feel how my thighs squeeze, how my insides affix and convulse on your fingers, from merely a kiss, from your tongue, from your fingers. Oh, from the remnants of what you just did to me. And now, I want to do it to you as well. And the reason for that is because... I'm in love. And love is vulnerability. I love you. Guess I lost the one-on-one duel, not just the party battle. So, I've never done anything like this before. I've stimulated, but never another sex at the same time. I've done what I had to do to quell my libido before battle, and after battle, when the bloodlust yet burned. Nothing has ever quite felt so much like losing track of myself. I fear I will join with you, and we will end up each losing ourselves to the other. I am so wet, and you are delicious. Once I really bury my face between your legs, once I push my tongue deep, and it is quite long, so prepare yourself. I will not be able to stop. My first defeat in an entire campaign. And now my second defeat. and my first time, the only one to slide their tongue inside, will be you. But bear in mind, I'm no swooning maiden here. And nor are you the noble knight alone. No innocent noble, no suitor from the demon court come to tempt my hand in marriage, ever kissed me. Many wanted, but I have felt only your lips. Yet, I'm sure no other pair in the world would have me panting like this. My mouth, my neck, my breasts. Is there any place that your lips or your touch won't awaken pleasure? Do it. Explore me. Even if it means I must pull my tongue away from your perfection, and you cease that glorious heat on me. Your mouth is sucking on my breasts. I knew this pleasure would come. I knew it, and I am unable to stand it anyway. I see nothing will dissuade you. Nothing will turn you aside. Still, it's embarrassing. You licking me down there. Not that I will stop you. I'll never plan to stop you. So, in exchange, don't stop. Let us return to that coupling. Yes, just like that. Do you like it on the exterior, or my tongue deeper? You may grip the back of my head and push me firmer between your thighs, or lock them around my face. I like it. I can take it. Please. I'm coming up on it again. Yes. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. Yes, I'm almost there. Fuck. Yes, shivering all over. Yes. This. I'm not doing that on purpose. Twitching. Everything is tight. Hot. That itch is back, and I thought it gone. It's embarrassing when you lick your lips like that right after you. I feel the same hunger for your taste as well. Oh, you look so beautiful inside. If I even just breathe on it, it twitches. Okay, I can hold back no longer. Let each of us pleasure the other. Oh, yours is different. Mine pokes out of the hood more. Maybe I'm just always a little turned on. A small note. It is entirely possible that my body still produces offspring as it once did, meaning that psychological intimacy on the right days or the wrong days is enough. It is inevitable. If we are this close all the time, I will carry a child. The townsfolk already know you're harboring a demon here, and I'm going to have to go to market sometime, under protection or otherwise. Whether I go with your offspring filling my belly is entirely up to you. We could stop here and get no closer. I did not think that would stop you. Oh, You're licking harder. Oh. Oh. Mm. Yes. Rub it outside, too. Taste me. I expected to have to teach you or to touch. I was joking about your innate weapon proficiency carrying over to your fingers, your tongue. But it seems it does. Right there. More like that. Drink it in. See how I'm spread. I'm trying to tell my legs to close, just to have them wrapped around you. But they won't. My body surrendered. I need it inside. Please, lick me as deep as you can. You can kiss me elsewhere. And please, let me do the same to you. But right now, fingers, tongue, something to fill me. Don't suck on that part or you'll set me... Oh... Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's too sensitive. So keep going. Get me used to your pace. Oh, you're about to witness another kind of surrender. I had hoped we could spend a long time coupling. That I could get your pussy to squirt. Or... at least come first. Not going to happen. I'm... fuck. You only just got serious, didn't you? Don't be alarmed if this gets too tight. Keep a finger inside, at least, so you can feel how hard you make me come. It's... too... warm. Too much. I'm spread. I can feel every breath you take. Every time you breathe in or squirm. I know you're being charitable. Being kind. I must feel hot. I must look so slutty and desperate right now. Before your eyes. So... when I say don't be surprised when my whole body locks up, it's because just sucking my clit is enough. It was too much, in fact. And embarrassingly, I'm coming again. I've been thinking about it for, days, since I finally have a chance. Oh, coming, coming. Fuck. So good. You didn't come yet, did you? Okay, that's my third one. So I'm, too sensitive. I can't describe to you how this feels, except that if you lick anymore, I won't be talking much. It's starting to feel really good just staring at yours. If I lick it, I feel it between my legs. Yes, I'm still having aftershocks and just... do anything. Come on. Lick and finger and spread and claim me. I'm going to close my eyes and try to hang on. I'll lick you now and then. The danger is that if this happens too much, I get too sensitive. More sensitive. And I might keep going. It's too early in the day to pass out, so taste me. I'll be licking up every drop of you, so it's embarrassing if I get greedy. Yeah. Yes. Like that. Oof. Oh. I'm connected to you. We're so intertwined. Sorry if I squeeze my thighs too tight around your head. Sorry. My brain's barely connected to my mouth to keep me licking yours, let alone my legs. Helpless. Safe. Yes. I love you. And this heat. I feel confined. Comfortable. I want you to just ride my face next time. It's dripping a lot. Is it going to... Oh, so hot. Too... squirting. Oh, you're wet too. That's I have to lick it. All of it. Every drop. Let me taste you. First time. Oh, my head feels fuzzy. We should wake up like this every day until you get me heavy with your young. Oh, humans have just one. Demons birth litters. I wonder what we'll have. Until you get me heavy and full. Lusting after my body will eventually get me all knocked up with something or other. So, I guess it's inevitable. Because we will be doing this every day, right? Because I obviously liked it. I have to let you know, by the way. My body is hardier than most. But absent my powers, I'll grow old now. So we had best get on the children, quick. So I can watch them grow up. Start thinking about retirement. We're synced now. It's a lot to process. I'm not going to excuse my behavior when you first brought me in here. But this is going to be my last, 80, maybe 100 years? So, I decided that as long as I get to grow old with you by my side, I'm okay with that. Let's make the most of it. You should stop licking me. I've been low-key coming this whole time, which is turning me on, and my muscles are tired. But I'll go again if you keep the temptation up. So... oh... here, give me my underwear. There. Don't want to leave any wet spots. And I'm going to be dripping. Let me just lick you for a while longer, until we're even. Don't worry about your wet spots on the sheet. I'll sleep in that quite gladly. Oh, is that embarrassing? Too bad. I'll wash this bedding later. So, put your arms around me again. Let's go back to sleep for a bit. Then I'll figure out what to make for supper. My turn to cook. I'll lay on my side, but... there. I can't help it if I grind against you. If you get horny and need relief, just tap the top of my head, and I'll slide down and go to work. Anytime.